forgotten. I love this study. It never ceased to amaze me how much further it goes, deeper and deeper. And because according to Psalm 119, 105, it says you're going to hear it more than once. So here it is again. Who can quote it? Come on. Psalm 1, what? Lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So it's a twofold statement there. It's a lamp to your feet where you're seeing where you're at right now. How my walk is with God, that's what it shows us. And then it also shows a light to my path. I can see where I'm kind of going. I can see where I'm at right now and I can see where I'm going. I always compare it to coon hunting at night. Because your arm gets tired and them old lanterns will be down to the ground. You can only see at your feet. So you have to hold your hand up high so you can walk. And that's the way the Word of God is. You want to see where you're at and to know that all have sinned, all have come short of the glory of God. And He shows us in our life that we're in need of a Savior. And then we get saved. We can also know that we're not walking with God or walking close to Him, walking afar off, walking to the left, to the right. And we can also see the path laid out before us. And what's good, God gives us a vision at the end of the path. We know what's there. The devil's defeated. Darkness is once and for all expelled from the world, and His light will radiate. No need for the sun, no for the moon, no for the stars, but His very light in Himself shall light that new city. So we know all those things. And we're here in the middle of it. So we've seen the source of light, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all, according to 1 John 1:5. This then is the message we've heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light and in Him is no darkness. Now we kind of explained a little bit on our thoughts. Is there gray areas with God? Is there? Just said it, in Him is light and in Him is no darkness. So if God is in us, and this is my thought I'm trying to get across. God's in us. God wants us to walk in light. Now, what happens if he says, if you say that you have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, you lie and do not the truth. So to walk with God, it's walking in His Word. So the source of light is God is light. And then the substance of light. Jesus Himself is the very light Himself. He says, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. God's desire is for us to walk in His light. And His light's the light of His Word. Now, I was going to do something, but I'm going to ask. Give me some of your favorite Bible verses that you have that are precious to you. What's it say? Let me get the rest of it. Turn to it. Who's got another one? Well, she's turning to that one. One of your favorite Bibles that helps you to walk in that. Oh, glory to God. There it is. It's kind of like the grand hall of Knoxville. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So no, and precious to you. Okay. Oh, Romans 8:28. Powerful. Because when things go bad, and I love how it starts up, for we know that all things were precious. The Word, it gives us light in times of darkness comes in our life. Amen. It's very good. Very good. Come on, give me some feedback here. Sunday school. Oh, go read it to us, honey. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I love that. He'll uphold thee with the right hand of His righteousness. Come on. Come on. Get your tickers moving. No napping time. Come on. Help me out here. Somebody's got another one. Surely in a church and Sunday school class, you got to have a favorite. All right. Caleb, help me out. What is a precious one to you, Caleb? 8:1. Glory to God. I like that word now. There's therefore now no condemnation. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Brother David. Now you don't need the code if you want to turn your Bible to it. That's fine. I mean, it just but it, you know it's precious to you. Sometimes you remember the substance of the verse. You might not know it word for word, but you remember what it says. Devin. I like verse 7 too. And be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's light. Can you feel it? I feel it already. Light of God's Word. Because that's what He wants us to expound. This is our very substance. As a Christian living for God, this is what He wants. His Word to light our way. That's what we need. What's another one? Amen. Now, the reason I'm doing this, because my thought I started on last week, which I just had a little time, was walking in the light. And walking in the light is using the Word in a daily atmosphere, daily situations, daily circumstances that come along, and this is how you use it. You apply it to your lives. It's like if I got a 9/16 bolt and I need a deep well. And I said, son, get me a deep well 9/16 with the ratchet with him. He brings me a straight screwdriver. What can I do with that bolt? I can't do much, can I? No siree, Bob. Nuh-uh. I need my deep well. We need it. The wrench of God on our lives. The light of God. I mean, if you're going to build a fire, you don't go get a spark, do you? I mean, they did it in the old days, but sometimes that took a while to get that thing going. Man, we got the pure, radiant light of God. Thy Word is a lamp. That's a light. All right, Miss Elizabeth. Let me never be ashamed. Things that help you in daily life. You give me one, you give me one. How about Brother Kevin back? You got one? Precious to you. Give me the substance of it. Amen. Oh, yes. And he's in the he's in the belly. But he heard, and he knew, because he was filled. Well, it makes you think different about this baby killing, don't you? The Holy Ghost of God, there he was, filled. He heard and went, glory. Where are you? I know you got some. You got probably a... Glory to God. That's me, brother. I know. It's like when Brother Bob sung the song, glory, 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 somebody touch me. We always sung it. I know who touched me, you know, because we know it was the Lord that touched us. You ready? You ready, Miss Dixie? Let's hear it. Oh. Amen. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Most rather that I glory in my infirmities. And what was Paul referring to by that? What was wrong with Paul? And he had a thorn in the flesh that was bothering him. He had that thorn in the flesh and he fought it all the time. Well, Paul was an intellectually very smart man and it just, he was kind of probably pulled a little bit, but it kept him humble. It kept him humble. Well, that's good. All right, Miss Lily. You're all right. I can go. Oh, go ahead. That's all right. If you know the substance of it, what it mean to you? Well, there's one in Philippians, what you said, and I think it's, and I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That's a good one. I love the whole one of Romans 8, chapter 8, by the way. That's the whole chapter is just loaded and full. If God be for us, oh man, that's a powerful. Those help us in our day-to-day life. They help us. It's the light of God. Brother Mike back here, you got a verse that's present and good to you. Who's that? I'm in that group. Glory to God. I'm part of that crowd. It's like the one in Hebrews, it said that, but without faith it's impossible to please Him. He who comes to God must believe that He is. And He's a rewarder of them. I want to be the them crowd. I want to be in the them crowd. Have you folks got one? Yes. Oh. Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read it, sister. Oh my, that's good. That's good. That's a good one. Boy, Psalms is plumb chunk full of just goodies all the way through it. I mean, if you down and got a time in your life where you just grumbling along getting Psalms, they'll pick you up. There's help. There's help. Why don't we turn to Numbers 22? Oh wait, Brother Bob, you got a verse for us. 4:13. I can do all things. Amen. Through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Yeah, amen. I can do all things. All right. Let's look at, I think it's Numbers 22. I'm going by memory here. I got my reading Bible, my church Bible, and my reading Bible is two different things altogether. But I'm going to show you how important it is, and maybe this will help you. Maybe I hope this is walking in the light, walking with God. 22. Numbers, I believe it is. See, in my other Bible, my reading Bible, it's all marked up. This one here is on another page on the left-hand side, and it's, we'll figure it out though. It's Numbers here. And it was something I was sharing with Brother Fields, when I listened to it, it really got my goat because it was funny. But it helps us to remember how important it is to listen to God. Now, Numbers 22, everybody there say amen. Everybody there say amen. I think that's everybody. All right. Psalm 22, and the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all the children, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, how shall this company lick up all that are round about us? As the ox licketh up the grass of the field, and Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam the son of Beor to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there's a people come out of Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Now, come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. So what's he doing? He's getting help to drive Israel back out of the land. That's what he's wanting. For I wrought that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and whom thou cursest is cursed. So he's wanting Balaam's help. So help me. Let's get these people, let's get together, and let's drive them back where they come from. Drive them back to Egypt, nevertheless. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divinations in their hand. Boy, they come the wrong way, didn't they, right there. And they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. And he said unto them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. Now, Balaam, what's he going to do? I'm going to go ask God. Got a decision to make? Ask God. Get the light of God's word. Light for your path. See what he says. And princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And God came unto Balaam and said, verse 9, what men are these with thee? And Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, behold, there's a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me then, peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. Now it sounds like to me, Balaam had no clue who the children of Israel was, did he? He's asking God to do exactly what Balak asked him to do. Verse 12, and God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into the land, for the Lord refuses to give me leave to go with you. So God said no, and he says, okay, I ain't going. Verse 14, and the princes of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak and said, Balaam refuses to come with us. And Balak, he's thinking, all right, I send my messengers unto Balaam. Balaam asked God, and God said, don't go. So this messengers come back and tell him Balak the bad, sad news. And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. So he gets more honorable princes and sends message again. And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus saith Balak the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee unto a very great honor. Boy, listen to this. He's buttering it up now. He had power to promote Balaam up to honor. He was buttering it up, wasn't he? He's putting jelly on there and everything. I mean, he's making it real nice, wasn't he? For I will promote thee into very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. Verse 18, and Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak will not come, give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. In other words, if you give me all your silver and gold, it don't matter what God says, that's what I'm going to listen to. That's pretty good. And listening to the light of God, it's kind of different when you think of light. He could see clearly. Man, if I do this, I've had it. I've turned against God. And God, all the way through His Word, gives us advice how to live, how to walk. And a man that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Verse 19. Now therefore I pray you, tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But listen when he says, but yet the word which I shall say unto thee, that shalt thou do. God was being specific. Go with them, but listen to what I say. That shalt thou do. And Balaam rose up in the morning, saddled his ass, went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the anger of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now, I was thinking modern day, you know, he saddles his donkey or his ass to ride. Now, he was riding upon his ass and two servants with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way and a sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. It'd be like God's trying to protect you and you're in your car going somewhere and your car just drives off the road and goes through a fence out in the middle of a field somewhere. Or, you never know, might get a bearing out on your wheel to stop you from doing something. He might have been saving you something. I don't know, but here, clearly, God was sending a message. And he was using a donkey, of all things. A sure-footed, carried four times its weight, critter. And he went to the field and bade him smote the ass to turn her into the way. And the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyards, a wall being on the this side and a wall on the other side. Now, how many times in your life that God spoke to you about something and you went to do it and you finally listened to that small, still voice that said no? But then you stop, but then you, well, it ain't that bad, and if I do it this way, it won't be as bad. So you go ahead and do it anyways. Somebody knows what I'm talking about, okay. Somebody's being honest here besides me. Okay, you guys are so holy already. But it's not that way we are. That's our human flesh. But if we don't keep it in check and keep it in the light of God's Word, we're so prone to wander. And there's a wall on one side, a wall on the other, so there's no other way to go. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall. She just says, I'm going to slam you into the wall. And what it do? It crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. Now, I was telling Brother Fields on this Bible program I got, when he smites the first time, he's going, hee-haw, hee-haw, hee, you hear this donkey just giving the business, and then he hits it again, hee-haw, hee-haw, you know. He's trying to get this. That's what you did. You grabbed the stick and you smote it in the head and said, get in line, you know. Then verse 26, and the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place, which was no way to turn to the right hand or to the left. Now, God's done intervened in front to stop him. And the donkey runs one way off to the side into a field. Now, the second time, it's running to a wall, crushed his foot. This time, what it say? And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down, just collapsed. Bam, she hits the ground. All right, I've done smothering the head once, smothering the head again for going to crushing my foot. Now she just collapses right in the way. What's wrong with this? So he smites her again. Whap, hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. Okay, listen. And verse 27, and when the ass saw the angel of the Lord fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, now this would really be strange. This donkey turns around and starts talking, having, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? Now it's arguing with Balaam. Why you hit me three times in the head? I've seen what's in front. God's trying to block you and you're just too blind to see it. You're in the dark, Balaam. And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would that thou would have sworn in my hand, for now I'd kill it. He'd done killed his own ride. If I had a sword, I'd done killed you. And the ass said to Balaam, am not I thine ass which thou hast ridden? Ever since I was thine unto this day, was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. What's perverse mean? It's kind of the opposite of right. Dirty. Wrong way. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now I had slain thee and saved her alive. The angel just now told him, if it wasn't for your ride stopping, I wouldn't care about your broken foot. You'd be a dead man. Because I done killed you. You ought to be thanking this mule for stopping you anyway. You ought to be thankful for the ones that stand in your way to correct your lives and try to guide you children in the right way. You ought to thank the preacher for getting up preaching against sin that brings the light of God's Word to help you in the right way. Amen. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. And the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that thou shalt speak. So Balaam went to the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him at the city of Moab, which is by the border of Arnon, which is in the utmost coast. And Balak said unto Balaam, did not I earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not unto me? Am I not able indeed to promote thee to honor? He starts telling him, I can promote thee to honor. I could give you this. I could give you that. And Balaam said to Balak, lo, I am coming to thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. Don't need to compromise it, do we? The light of God's Word. Anything else would be a gray area. Anything else would be... What's a proverb that says, every way is right to man in his own eyes, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. There's a way which seemeth right. There's a way that ain't that bad, but it's gray. So God help us to walk in the light of God's Word. 20 till, that's it, right? Amen. Right on time. Let's pray. Father, take thy word, and Lord, help us to live exactly what you say, dear God. We may please thee and know that we have favor in thine eyes, dear God. Have your blessings and your grace and mercy upon our lives. It is already, but boy, how much more when we choose to obey thy word and walk therein. You said to be thou doers of thy word, not hearers only. Let us be doers of thy word. Bless the preaching to come, that you be glorified. Oh God, let us hear from heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.